The Postal Service is no longer contributing hundreds of millions of dollars a month into the defined benefit portion of the Federal Employees Retirement System, or FERS. The decision coming despite the Office of Personnel Management's refusal to let USPS receive credit for the more than $6 billion in overpayment to the retirement fund. Anthony Violante is the Postal Service's Chief Human Resources Officer and Executive Vice President. He tells our executive editor, Jason Miller, about this decision to cease payments for the near future.
I think it's important to understand, first, the Postal Service has a significant overpayment of $6.9 billion to this Federal Employees Retirement System. I think that it's important that people recognize the financial situation, and this is part of our cash conservation plan. I mean, we're in a significant financial straits because of a number of things, whether it be the recession, diversion, and reduction of our hard copy mail. I think we also have the retiree health care benefit burden that we have to pay, and we also are overpaid in our CSRS and FERS. So when you look at it, I mean, the consideration is the cash. Second consideration is our employees. So we worked through this, and we wanted to be in a position to conserve cash but not impact our employees. So we are making the payments for the other two parts of the FERS program, and this particular part where we believe that we're overpaid, it's a matter of our cash conservation. We have to do something. So we decided that we needed to challenge this overpayment and stop overpaying to conserve cash.
The decision to freeze this payment to the defined portion, can you guys just do that, or did you need permission, or how did that work? Because I know this was an area that you've talked to OPM about. You've went on to Congress and asked them for help in certain areas. What was the steps you had to do to make this decision and to actually freeze the payment?
What we did to make this decision is, you know, we believe in our discussions with OPM that they have the ability to credit us for the overpayment. I mean, if there's there's a fund that fully funds the Federal Retirees Employment System, and that's all employees in the government. So if we're overfunded, somebody's underfunded. At the end of the day, it balances out. So what we're saying is we need to not pay right now because of our cash problems. So we're overfunded. We don't believe that we're part of the problem as far as funding this. So, you know, basically, we believe that the best way to say it is if there's a mechanism to collect from someone if they're underfunded, a logical next step should you not be able to credit people when they're overfunded. I mean, pretty much what happens with your credit card or with a lot of businesses is no one's passing cash around, but they credit you when you've overpaid and they collect when you're underpaid. And we believe that we're overpaid and we should get some credit currently, and it's really important because of our cash position.
And this decision to freeze lasts throughout just the rest of the calendar year of 2011?
Well, basically what we've done is we've agreed to disagree with OPM. When two government entities disagree, they go to the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel for dispute resolution. So right now we're in the process of working through this and going to the Department of Justice. And we'll see what happens when we get a ruling back.
And Justice, I imagine, doesn't give you any kind of timetable.
No, there's no timetable. It's a very deliberative process. We have the lawyers from the Postal Service, the lawyers from the OPM, the lawyers from the Department of Justice. So it's not something that happens in weeks. It can be a pretty good period of time. I mean, it hasn't even started yet, in all fairness to everyone involved, but a very deliberative process. It could take months.
You guys were paying about $115 million every other week. So
right.
About
every 2 weeks. Sorry.
Every 2 weeks, so $230 million a month.
Yes.
What's that going to mean for your cash flow?
It's going to keep us solvent. It's going to let us pay our bills to our suppliers, our employees, but there's still a lot of issues. We still have the $5.5 billion retiree health care payment coming at the end of the year. We still have some pretty significant impacts to our volume and our infrastructure. So it by no means gets us out of troubled waters. It's just an interim step to keep cash conserved.
And let's talk about the impact on employees. Obviously, you as the Chief Human Resources Officer, that's something you focus
right.
a lot on. Now, employees should know that, as you said, this is one piece of the contributions that the Postal Service makes to the FERS,
right.
Not the whole thing. But the impact is minor, is a little.
There is no impact to employees. Let me be very clear. that in this interim period, while we're waiting for resolution, everything continues as it was for employees. It's very transparent and no impact. The dispute is between the two agencies on whether or not we can get credit from overpayment, and if we can't, the ruling comes out to the opposite, then we'll follow whatever the ruling is and make whole so that employees are not impacted. This isn't about employees being impacted. This is about two agencies trying to resolve a dispute. And I want to be very clear that our retirees have no impact. They're already fully funded. Anyone who's retired has no impact. People who are going to retire in the short term or long term will not be impacted either on any part of their federal employees' retirement system. This isn't about employees being hurt or not hurt. It's about us resolving a payment dispute. I think it's important to understand that we're not appropriated. We get no taxpayer dollars. We have to fund ourselves through the sale of postage. So, you know, this also impacts our business when we're overpaying and we have financial difficulties. I mean, who's really overpaying? Our postage, our rate payers are impacted by this. People that use the mail use postage. It's also an impact to them.
That's Anthony Villante. He's the Postal Service's Chief Human Resources Officer and Executive Vice President, talking to Jason Miller about the Postal Service's decision to quit paying into the defined benefit portion of FERS for the near future. The Office of Personnel Management statement on this at federalnewsradio.com. They are saying they're sympathetic to the situation the Postal Service is in, and we're also hearing from a number of members of Congress who are saying they support the Postal Service's decision.